1-3, 1-3.
1-3. If you want to grab yourself a quick coffee, give it 5. By all means, do so, yeah.
I think I might join in this party, mate. There's, you should get, where are the rest of the lads? There's people dancing in, like, there's DJ and everything.
You work in the city?
Yeah, I work in the city. I'm a career. Yeah, I work in the city all the time.
What kind of people work in the city?
Mostly straight edge, boring people, man, with no line.
It's a bit private property, isn't it?
What?
It's private property.
Private property?
Of course it is.
What?
You can't just start a disco, can you?
Why not?
What?
Okay, you seem to be enjoying yourself?
Absolutely, yeah.
Here outside Liverpool Street Station.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I think we'll actually have music and music playing everywhere in London.
If you want to do it, mate. Told us when you're at the top, coming back down, didn't you?
Right, done.
What?
For people are like controls, as an expression, you go to work, you're either a hard hat or a suit, that's what you do here. There's no sense of like community or fun unless you have a payment, unless it's paid for, you know, there's no spontaneity, there's no life.
What?
Sorry mate, can I ask you a couple of questions? What's going on?
I'm going to a funeral today, mate.
Yeah. Is this cheering you up? Why do you think there isn't more of this kind of stuff around?
Because the English have never really understood the tradition of street entertainment. But we've outlawed it in London to a ludicrous degree, and the city has become inhospitable and unhuman. So I think there should be more of it, and I think it's great.
If you want to do it, mate. Call us when you're at the top, coming back down, don't you?
Right, the police has just arrived.
People were coming up saying it was really nice, they were saying they really enjoyed the music. Can we do it each day, they were saying? Can we come back?
It's
really
boring.
It's just literally, really, we're doing like an educational project around sustainable energy, because this is a totally self-sufficient little sound system. But it's basically to cheer people up in the city when they're going about their business.
I totally agree, it's a good idea, but unfortunately we've had some complaints from people that you're causing obstruction. All right, so... Unfortunately, you're going to have to move.
We'll go somewhere where there isn't obstruction.
Well, if you're not causing obstruction on private property...
Like in a park or something like that, maybe.
Unless we didn't have no complaints. There'd probably be bylaws in parks, so you've got to be careful.
Okay, but basically until we're just...
You can't do it here, unfortunately.
Oh, we're having a great time. People are really...
I'm sure you are.
There's a really good response from people. There's like, you know, oh, are you coming back each day?
Why are you doing it? They're going, and we're going just to cheer you up. And they're like, oh, that's really lovely. Take
can we just play
Groovers in the Heart by D-Light? Last time we did it, the police said, can you play more Left Field? Because they like Left Field, you know?
Unfortunately, you've got to go, alright?
Yeah, I'm POB. I'm going to go something like C with Sebastian up, then back down on the Clerkenwell hand.
They're not harming anyone. They're just dancing in the street, which is not. Alright, it's private property. So what? The streets belong to anybody. And in my opinion, I think they're taking the piss. If they had the game they have now here, we wouldn't have...
I'll tell you a great story out there, but unfortunately we've had some complaints.
It's just people enjoying themselves, eh? People having a good time, why not?
What are you doing here?
Ask yourself fruit.
Fruit man.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on?
This city needs livening up. Too many grey suited people.
What kind of, I mean, you must know the people that come to buy the fruit for lunch. What are they like?
Majority of them are okay, eh? Majority are nice people, everyday people, but this city's too serious, mate. All the people worried about is making money, making the next deal, you know, that's all they're worried about. But there's some nice people up here, but this is funny, I like it, it's good.
I think that, I mean, some of the people here were talking about this was about the war and the city.
What is this?
Yeah. Like, it's trying to tell people that through the actions of the workers, things are happening all over the world that are affecting ordinary people elsewhere.
Yeah, I understand.
You think the workers in the city feel any guilt or...
For the other people, the other workers in the world? No, not at all. No, I mean, they really care one little bit, really. As I say, they just need to make their deal, make their money and get out of it. Alright, mate. Honestly, truly, yeah. That's why I say it's good, because people are always walking on going, what else going on? And so, I've never seen anything like this, you know what I mean? Not in the city, anyway.
Mostly straight edge, boring people, man, with no life.
What else going on? No, I mean, they really care one little bit, really. Make their deal, make their money and get out of it.
I'm interested to know why you bothered.
It's all private property, isn't it?
What?
It's private property.
Private property?
Of course it is.
What? You can't just start a disco, can you?
Why not?
The city has become inhospitable and unhuman.
It's all private property, isn't it?
What?
It's private property.
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 It's private property. It's private property.
What's happening here?
Party.
What do you think of the proposed Iraqi war?
Do we know all the facts? Probably not. If it's valid, then perhaps. If it's political, then no.
When will we ever know all the facts?
You won't. As Joe Public, you'll never know. You'll just go to war. The only choice you've got, I suppose, is who you vote for at the elections. And when you got so what, less than 50% of the populace voted, that's a strong non-voice.
Well, you think if we don't have all the facts, then it's not fair to kill people in the name of whoever's agenda.
I agree.
What else going on?
You say that the only voice that people have in a war situation is to vote.
The only effective voice,
really,
have demonstrations, small ones, large ones. The countryside thing the other day, for example, there's a lot of people out there. And yes, people take notice of that, but it's only headlines. If people utilise their democratic right more effectively, then perhaps you could change things. And that's probably the issue, isn't it?
Well, maybe the issue is that democracy? Is asking for a vote once every 4 years and then doing whatever you want with it? And then
if there's any less than that, though, then the problem
is...
There wouldn't be any consistency, there wouldn't be any sort of throughput. It'd be changing and changing all the time, therefore...
I think we'd get
it. It'd be changing and changing all the time. You know, even 4 years is only a short time. To me, anyway.
Would you join a demonstration like this, or a protest like this?
No. No, I'm far too quiet.
I'm from Berlin. I mean, there are some nice people having fun, not war. And they're protesting against war, I think. It's something about don't attack Iraq, day of action.
Are there similar protests happening in Berlin? Have you heard of?
I mean, there are similar protests, but I don't know if they're connected with this day of action.
How do people in Germany feel about the war of America against Iraq?
Yeah, sure.
What do they think?
Different. There are many protests against war, but I don't know if I can compare them to the ones here. I mean, there are protests, and it's good that there are protests.
So what do you think about it?
What are
it's
you
just
doing
about
oil,
it?
Huh? Isn't it? Sure, it's a bad thing.
Well, what are you doing against war?
I'm dancing against war. So what should I do against war? Maybe I go on the streets, but I don't know if somebody listens to me.
Are you listening to these people?
Yeah, I do.
Well, maybe join them. Are you aware of the day of action on the 31st?
I am now. Since I was given the piece of paper.
Don't attack Iraq, day of action, Thursday, 31st of October. Parliament Square, Westminster, 5:30 p.m. Be there.
the only choice you've got, I suppose, is who you vote for at the elections. You've just got the war.